younger, healthier adults. But what about going out to restaurants? What about traveling? What about the rest of life? And they didn't really address that. And unfortunately, if you don't go forward and really give people an incentive to get vaccinated, they're not going to want to get vaccinated. We're not going to reach that level of herd immunity. And we're going to continue to see these variants start circulating, which may, you know, make us go backwards. So, yes, thank you, CDC, for giving us a little bit. But I think that they need to go a step further. And I do think that we're going to see more recommendations come out in the weeks to come, because I don't think this was enough.
Well, okay. You say it's not enough, but it's certainly better than what we've been getting, the gloom and doom stuff we've been getting out of Governor Sisolak. Coming up, you know, I was talking about the optimism. The housing market is going through the roof. There is something going on out there. We're going to find out what it is with Aldo Martinez, the president of the Trade Association Las Vegas Realtors, also the branch manager at Berkshire Hathaway's Home Services. And we'll find out what's going on with the real estate market. Is it a good time to go out and look for a home? To upgrade? Yeah. A lot of people are talking that way. And can I tell you something? It's, you know, the interest rates are low. The problem is that the inventory is also low. So if you've got a cash offer, lay it down, because that's going to be the only way you score big. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Aldo Martinez will join us in just a matter of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30 as we check out our traffic cams, not too bad for a Tuesday afternoon. We're getting some reduced speeds through the resort area of Interstate 15, southbound at Russell, northbound 15 at Flamingo. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour on the freeway through there. Also, look for some heavy volumes on the 515 westbound at Charleston into the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, you're going to be tapping the brakes, especially if you're merging onto the 515 from Interstate 15 northbound. And some congestion there on the Southern Beltway on the 215 as well. Eastbound at Eastern, there's some cones through there. Also slow 215 westbound at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The season likely over for the UNLV women's basketball team. They lose to Wyoming yesterday 72-56 as Wyoming knocked down a Mountain West tournament record 15 three-pointers. UNLV was the 2 seed and they went in on a 5-game win streak, but their season is likely over as it is unlikely that they are going to play any postseason basketball. The UNLV men's basketball team, they open up their run in the Mountain West Conference Tournament tomorrow afternoon when they are set to take on Air Force. The Raiders are set to trade Trent Brown to the New England Patriots in a swap of late 2022 draft picks. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley. If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch. From 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. And don't forget, their programs begin at $199 per month. That's $199 per month. Call right now, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I have always said that if you want to look at an economic recovery, you will see leading the parade, so to speak, the real estate industry. And so it seems to be right now. We are in the midst of a recovery here in Southern Nevada, but the real estate industry is going through the roof. All of the atmosphere is right for a major recovery. Aldo Martinez has been tracking all of this and more. He's the president of the Trade Association Las Vegas Realtors, and he's the branch manager at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And he joins us. Aldo, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Tell me what's going on with this crazy real estate market. It seems to be booming.
It is, you know, but it's been doing that all of 2020. It's also doing it again in 2021, which has been defying, you know, most logic, but it's doing it exceptionally well.
Can you give me a reason, or can you put your finger on one or two things of why it seems to be that even in the midst of a pandemic, the real estate industry has not just survived, but thrived?
Well, I'm going to probably equate it to a couple of things. The low interest rate is really driving this. So interest rates have never been lower than they've been recently. I mean, they were going as low as 2.25% for some loans. They're still in the 2.75% for government loans and things of that nature. So you can own a home for much less than you can rent. And for the people that were working and had jobs or had the capital to actually make a purchase, it made absolute total sense to do so. That coupled with the lack of inventory, because we have, you know, half of the valley that's unemployed, we're in hospitality, obviously, so when the hotels shut down and everything else, and we're down to 35% occupancy limits on most locations, the number of people that are working that would be able to qualify for a loan to take advantage of it have not been able to, so that's basically shrunk the available inventory of homes to go for sale in the marketplace. And we, you know, you still have people that are moving. They're now working from home, so maybe some of these industries where you could work from home are looking for more affordable locations to work from, Las Vegas being one of those, where the economy makes it much more affordable and they can take the incomes for that they're earning in these much more expensive economies and then move to Vegas and make it work out for them exponentially.
As more people get the vaccine, more people go back to work, more companies come back online, what is that going to mean to the housing market? What should we look for in the coming weeks and months?
Well, remember that once they start coming back to work, when more people get the vaccine, that's obviously going to improve the confidence of being or feeling at least more safe and secure to be able to go back to work, be out in public and things of that nature. But once we start opening up the town, I mean, we're not going to jump from, you know, where we are at the unemployment ratio of about, I think it's 11.2% right now, and immediately drop back down to our pandemic numbers of 5% or so. So it's going to take some time. And even once they go back to work, with conventional loans, or I'm sorry, they're saying with FHA loans, they once they're back to work for the next 30 days and showing proof of funds, or I'm sorry, that's going to be the conventional loans. Once they're back to work and showing that they're making the same income in the same industry for 30 days, then they'll be able to start qualifying for loans. But for government loans, which are FHA, VA, and those types, that's going to take 6 months of them being back to work before they're going to be able to qualify for loans. So we're going to be looking at about a 12 to 18 month recovery from full employment so that people could start coming back. And once that does happen, then you're going to see those people that had been sitting on the sidelines and couldn't take advantage of the low interest rates try to jump into the market, which is going to bring in more inventory, which should soften some of the pressure that's on the market right now.
So you're saying there is every possibility that the market will get even better as we get more people back employed, as you say, more people with the vaccine, more public confidence. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Better for buyers, right? Right now, it's not a very pretty picture for buyers, right? Although they have low interest rates, they're competing against an enormous amount of buyers. Well, not an enormous amount, but more buyers than we have inventory available, right? So the good properties where you're at $500,000 or above are getting bid up $30,000 to $40,000. You know, the properties that are between $3,000 and $500,000, they're getting bid up anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 on average, above what the market value for those good properties that are coming to the market. Now, those sellers that are out there asking, you know, crazy prices, they're not getting, you know, their properties bid up that high. But they are getting, you know, top dollar for their homes. It's become a phenomenally good seller's market.
And just
the disadvantages.
And just to assume, cash offers will always take the day.
You know, you would think that, but you know what? Some buyers are working with really good agents that are painting a really good picture, and the human element has come to fruition. So I've seen, you know, a number of my agents, even on a deal that I did the other day, where, you know, people still want to see people that love their home live in them. So there's going to be those that are going to take advantage and take the highest and best possible price. But sometimes if you can personalize the transaction and let them see that there's real people attached and it's not just a numbers game, you know, some people will give to a good qualified loan buyer as well that loves their home and is going to make it theirs.
Again, Aldo Martinez joining us, president of the Trade Association Las Vegas Realtors and the branch manager at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Is it a good time to be selling houses to be an agent?
Well, if you're an agent, I mean, it's tough to get properties that are going to go on the market. So, I mean, we're basically sitting at 3,000 homes of inventory. We're probably bringing in about 1,800 to 2,200 homes a month into the market. We're probably going to start ramping up. I think it was 2,700 new homes that we brought to the marketplace in February. We might get up to 3,000. So there's about 15,500 of us competing for those listings that are out there. Then you have the equal number of buyers or greater that are out there trying to compete for property. So it's challenging. The good ones are surviving. The ones that are just starting to get into business are starting to face some of these challenges.
Let me ask you, I know we've talked a lot about existing home sales. What about new home sales? Are we seeing a lot of construction? I mean, I see it on my side of town. I live in the southwest side of town. And I still see a lot of new homes going up.
Yeah, I just had a meeting with the president of the Builders Association, you know, and they're giving us, you know, their 9 L's of why they can't ramp up construction, you know, from lumber cost to labor cost to land values and everything else. You're seeing some builders, you know, do just like some sellers that are trying to capitalize on a situation and having biddings. And then you have some of the good established builders that have been here for years that are, you know, building as fast as they can and trying to meet the demand of the public to ease some of that pressure. So you got a little bit of both.
If folks want to find out what you're up to, Aldo, where can they do it? How can they find you? How can they find your organization?
Well, you know, the one place I would love to send them all would be to LasVegasRealtors.com. So our trade association has done a really good job this year. We've moved forward a consumer-facing website where they can see the latest inventory, and it's the most accurate, up-to-date inventory on the marketplace right now. So as it comes available, it's on there. And as it goes off the market, it's reflected there, along with rental properties and everything else. And in there, we also have every single real estate professional licensed with our association on there that they can look through. They can call to interview and see if they're the person, the right fit for them to help them along this process.
Aldo, I tell you what, it's a great time to be a real estate person. It's a great time to be buying a home. And the great thing is, it's going to get better. Aldo, thanks so much for sharing some of your expertise, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Just remember that website, LasVegasRealtors.com.
There you go. Aldo Martinez, the president of LasVegasRealtors.com and branch manager at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. The electric bikes, they're really cool. You got to check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, check out EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. I don't know if you've been tracking this thing, but just the last couple of days on Fox News, they're going nuts over this crisis. They're calling it the Biden border crisis. It rolls off the tongue. And it is fascinating to see how the Biden administration, they're not doing it. They won't even call it a crisis. I have never understood this. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and in our next segment, we'll get a chance to talk about this. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tom Cotton is a senator from Arkansas, and he was on Fox earlier this morning talking about the Biden migrant crisis or the Biden border crisis. And he says it was predictable. And he's right. Here you go.
Right now, some breaking news at the border. Despite Biden's denials of a crisis brewing, the New York Times is reporting just moments ago that the number of unaccompanied migrant children detained along the southern border has tripled in the last 2 weeks alone to more than 3,250. More than 1,360 of the children have been detained beyond the 72 hours permitted by law before a child must be transferred to a shelter. Joining me now is Senator Tom Cotton, and I know he wants answers here. Senator, why is Joe Biden waiting until later this week for a briefing from his team on this growing security, health-related, and humanitarian crisis of his own making?
Hey, Laura, it's good to be on with you. And that's a great question because we have a crisis at the border. This is the Biden border crisis. Now, Joe Biden and the Democrats may not think it's a border crisis because they don't believe in borders. So they, by definition, don't think there can be a crisis at the border. But the American people know that we have a crisis there. And this was altogether predictable, in fact, predicted. I said last year during the campaign, you cannot promise amnesty and open borders and health care for illegal aliens and not expect a migrant crisis at our border. And what's happened, not just in the last few weeks, but every month since the election, we've seen increased numbers at our southern border. And they sent a team down this week to ask about whether or not there were enough teachers there or what the accommodations were for kids. How about the team ask, what are we doing to stop it and to turn these migrants back and to tell them this is not the way to come to America?
Senator, the press secretary for President Biden today said that they have to basically be better with their messaging on this. Is this a messaging problem when you have 180 kids, 30 kids who are under the age of 13, some of whom are kept in these cement cells that they were getting on Trump for having to keep people in temporarily until he basically solved the border problem?
No, Laura, when a politician tells you they have a messaging or communications problem, what they really mean is they have a reality problem. And their reality problem is that they created a crisis at our southern border by inviting the entire world to show up and claim asylum. Look, Donald Trump turned away people who were seeking asylum and told them to stay in Mexico and that their claims could be adjudicated in an orderly fashion from Mexico. Joe Biden's administration is seeking out those illegal aliens that Donald Trump turned away and inviting them to come back to the border enter. Like, we've gone far beyond catch and release. This is recruit and release. They're specifically recruiting illegal aliens who we already turned away once to come back so they can be let go into the country. All almost all of these claims will be rejected. The simple fact is, if you're from Central America and you're seeking asylum, you do that at the southern border of Mexico. When you get all the way to the southern border of the United States, you're no longer seeking asylum.
No.
You're seeking a better job and better living conditions.
There you have it. He is right. This, you could have predicted this after the election or even during the campaign. You could have predicted this, that if Joe Biden won, this would happen. And this is a mess that Joe Biden created, and now Joe Biden has got to fix it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, it's due. We got about a minute before the news. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Trust me, my fellow Americans, I'm last of Patton's division. I don't pay for the same real estate twice in American blood. Well, we can all just sit here on our own real estate and watch Beijing, two foot in his mouth. I can't remember the Pentagon or who his Secretary of State is. Biden. And company, a.k.a. the Rhino Demon Rats, this is an economic and biological warfare being waged on us. two arms, the new world order is here. God bless you, Kevin.
There you go, Frank. Thanks, man. Always to the point. I love that about him. Stay where you are. Coming up, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us from Carson.